I remember the edges of the black gold paper and how the label would begin to curl up as the bar became used. The bar a coral cream colour. I remember thinking, why would you put a sticky label on something that will get wet every day? The glue of the underside began to show in that strange way of see-through tackiness. The edges of the bar were concave, sculpted like two thumbs pushing down and away from each other. Like all good things of that era, the packaging was a heavy paper with a flap to open at each end. It sat on my granny's sink all the years of my childhood. It's the first thing I think about when I think about that room, the bathroom. And somehow the memory of the soap makes me feel the cold draft of the small window, constantly left open, the black metal handle perched on the peg. The left tap never ran right. I can still hear the noise of the water straining through the system and how the sounds in the walls of the house were loud, room to room, something always echoing. My grandfather died in that bathroom, shaving. A heart attack. It was a week before my first birthday, and the stories of that morning have been relayed to me by my mother, my father, my grandmother. My dad says he felt the soul floating above the body, telling him it was okay as he tried to revive him on the floor. My mother says Dad shouted the news from the doorway of our house the minute he got home, and that she always remembered his insensitivity in this moment, though I think he was young and probably panicked. Every time I closed the thin slider across to lock the door, I thought of his death, how people kicked in the door to get to him, that in these intimate spaces we are safe and hidden, but we are also vulnerable. There was a coal bunker directly outside the bathroom window. Sometimes you would hear the scrape of a shovel, but mainly it would be the noise of a cat, of which there were many at that time. Vagrants who sought my granny's charity and found that it was endless. Before too long there were more cats than there had been people in the house, and that's saying something, because there was a family of 12. I remember a kitten in the kitchen, wrapped in a blanket, being fed warm milk from a spoon. Its tiny mouth made a silent O. The soap dispenser in my bathroom is lavender. It's a liquid that I can't describe as anything seeming natural. It has no gold or black or paper. It keeps germs and bacteria at bay, and the intensity of the colour seems to serve as a reminder of what it once was in some kind of tiny percentage of a percentage. I imagine that when the imperial leather got down to its last bit, the remnants of the bar were discarded and the faint label or half label or no label with it. The water pressure in each of my taps seems equal. The windows PVC plastic frosted. I can hear the water pumps of my neighbours. I don't think anyone has died in my bathroom, though I can't be sure. There's no lock on the door. The most recent washing powder I bought is meant to smell like spring jasmine. I try to recall what washing powder my grandmother used, but I can't remember.